If you've ever had a breakdown on Interstate 81 in Virginia, you may have gotten acquainted with the Safety Service Patrol. And as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, the patrol is growing this year.
Right, this story is by Ian Monroe, a reporter with the Daily News Record in Harrisonburg. The General Assembly has passed legislation to raise revenue to expand sections of I-81 from 2 lanes to 3 lanes in each direction. And that means there'll be a lot of construction and a lot more congestion while this takes place. So the state has expanded its safety patrol. These are people that go out on trucks and help move cars that are broken down or wrecked. They've gone from one shift to 2 shifts a day and expanded the number of areas that they're covering.
And on a road like 81, that can be hazardous work.
Chad Moore of Mount Crawford, he's one of these people that go out in these trucks and stop along the side of the road and help people change tires, change batteries, and do some other minor repairs to get them out of the way or moving. Moore said just how dangerous it is. You have no idea until you're standing 7 feet away from a tractor trailer going 75 miles per hour past you. And he said it will scare the hell out of you.
And to illustrate the importance of getting these things cleared up quickly, VDOT has done the math, or someone has, and estimated the economic impact of a lane closure on 81 at $15,000 per quarter hour.
And they have one statistic where they believe that this increased safety patrol will prevent 450 accidents and 6 million hours of delays along I-81.
David, at the other end of the state in Hampton Roads, they're almost always thinking about ways to deal with rising sea levels, and invariably that involves spending more money.
Yeah, the story is by Peter Kaltu, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. And of course, Virginia Beach is on the front line of sea level rise. In fact, the city engineer has identified 2,500 at-risk properties in the city subject to periodic flooding. The city is trying to buy some properties that keep getting flooded or elevate structures, but they found that federal money is just not enough. The city staff is proposing spending $1.5 million right now and then $500,000 every year to follow this strategy. That's not many houses, but at least it's a start. The homeowners have a very difficult time finding flood insurance, and when they do, it's very expensive. And they would buy out a property. This would be completely voluntary. They wouldn't be condemning property, but and they would buy people's property. They tear down the structure and restrict future development. They might plant some trees and do some other things that might help control flooding in the future.
And the future, David, is the wild card here because no one really knows for sure what the ultimate cost might be.
This is an issue that many communities who are along the coast, Norfolk, Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, others, are going to have to figure out. There's people who have built close to the water, but now the ocean is encroaching and people are not sure what to do.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.